Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the week of where you want to be there. You want to be there for the parties.
Yeah, right. Yes. I agree. And the hookers, Nikki. And the hookers.
And
let's
the
not
hookers.
Forget.
Two for two today, Mike. Two for two. Spurlock.
Yes.
Haven't even tried one yet.
Me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I would only do it if there was some sort of benefit.
No, not for you.
You know, yeah. Or if I could,
write
use
it off.
Yeah. What?
You trying to write this off your taxes?
You know, I don't believe. I don't believe.
Let's see how long it takes him to call back.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party, and please join us. Along with our friends in Mount Vernon, Ohio, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Mandan, North Dakota, Batumi, Georgia, and my favorite one this week, Batumi, Georgia,
Batumi.
And Bay City, Michigan, along with Nairobi, Kenya. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Thank you to you gentlemen for covering for me. And by the way, I get the vibe every time you two sit in and I'm not around that it gets a little more progress.
It's
it gets
fun.
To be they I get a few more who needs me that type of, and that that doesn't bother me because I don't obsess
no.
You guys subbing.
You
want to
trust
not
you want to trust.
Yeah. I want to
Wouldn't
well,
you
want to
trust
and I think that I just want it to be seemingly, which it has. We've never had
it's
a real issue.
It's not the same
issue.
Without you, but it's
not
it's
the same
a
without
vibe.
Any of us.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not
fun.
The same without any
we
of us.
We talked about politics, no one yelled. It was great.
It was
funny.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I had a scheduling conflict with a medical procedure that I've been waiting some time for, and I'd like to talk about it.
All right.
The title of this is "When You Want to Be Your Own Advocate."
Okay.
So, I have been on a lower back pain journey, a little odyssey. Where I have done physical therapy, I've done chiropractic, I've done some injections, and nothing has really done the trick for getting out there and playing the sport that I love. Now, walking around, occasionally if I bump into something or I turn a certain way, I'll get really nasty back pain. And sometimes in the morning, the worst case scenario.
Mike, do you bump into a lot of things?
Constantly, Rob.
Yeah,
I'm bumping into things all the time.
That's a sign. I don't do that as much anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the worst I would say right now is occasionally when I wake up in the morning, I will have slept in a different way and I will put my feet on the floor and stand up and I got a moment where I'm like, oh God, what's going on? Oh God.
Right.
And by the way, that's the kind of back pain I have where if I injure it or I do something to aggravate it, I will have trouble getting around. But back in the day, well over a decade ago, maybe even a little longer, it was much worse than that when I was a younger man. It would put me in the ER where I couldn't put any weight on it. And the only way to get relief was to like hang off some stairs to traction my own back. But on and off, I've had it my whole life. And people that have back pain, they have it. So since nothing was really working, allowing me to get out and play the sport that I love, I decided that I would pursue a next step.
What's the next step from therapy?
The next step from the PT for me was this. Well, I'll tell you what a rube I am. I don't know if I'm a rube because I think I don't want to besmirch what I'm doing. I'll tell you what happened. There's a company that's advertising down here, and that's maybe the first thing I should have. But I saw it.
A lot of doctors don't advertise, you know.
But it's a big.
A lot of lawyers do.
Yes,
it's a behemoth. Okay, it's a behemoth.
Is it Kaiser?
And No, this is not the big company. This is a individual treatment center.
Is it Kirkland?
It's a big practice. Oh. No, it's not Kirkland.
Spine by Design?
I don't want to talk about it.
Spine by Design. That's like
but
that.
But very close.
Okay.
You were very close. So I pursue it, and then I do a deep dive, and I see that they're all over the state, and the state down here has somebody that has some really terrific credentials. And so I said, bleh, I'll pull the trigger.
Is it called?
So I make an appointment.
Crick Filet?
That is a great one. I never would have come
like
up with that.
Like a crick in the back?
Exactly.
Yeah, or a crick in the neck.
Yeah.
How can you possibly say that is a great one? I can tell you worked with him.
No, Crick Filet is like, that's so out of, first of all, it's food. I wouldn't have gone there, so that's his realm. But he got it. Crick Filet, we all get cricks in our neck.
Yeah, and a crick in your back. Yeah. Sure.
Spine by Design is, you know, classy and possibly a business.
Well, Spine by Design sounds like it'd be like an Apple store. Crick Filet sounds like it would be more folksy.
Well,
like you would in the waiting room, it's all rocking chairs.
So let's say I'll go with Crick Filet. I'll go with Crick Filet. And the process begins where I get an appointment. I go in. Really nice people. Very, very friendly.
Well, sure.
And I'm in a very friendly mood because I feel like I'm making progress towards getting her done.
You're excited.
Right? I'm kind of, you get excited
because
you're
of course.
Like, possible relief, you get excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I go in, and at the end of the meeting with the doc, he says, I need a new MRI, and I'm going to prescribe some more PT. So the PT was something that I'd done already, and I kind of looked the other way with that and did it a couple of times and didn't like the PT, but I did get the MRI, and then I had my second visit. And on the second visit, so this is the second visit now, he says, you're bone on bone in your L4 and L5.
Okay.
Which is, it's called, for those of you medical professionals out there, it's called degenerative disc disease. Yeah,
a lot of people have that.
Very common.
A lot of people have it, and I've had it probably since my 30s that I've had this. And so he says, I can't really get in there and do this and this and this, but I can do... this procedure that is a temporary fix for that.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. So I go ahead and wait for the next appointment. And the next appointment, they are going to go through a process where they're going to inject. This is explained to me what's going to happen.
Okay.
They're going to inject me with lidocaine in order to see
a local
if that
numbing
works.
Agent. Yeah.
All right. I should have really right from the beginning started processing what I was going to deal with. And the appointment is a month. I'm waiting a month.
Right.
And I'm like, what? A month. And after I wait a month, because you know this was back in the end of December, beginning of January.
I remember.
The month I will be injected with lidocaine to see if that works. If that works, then they will do another injection. And then after that, they will do what's called radio frequency ablation, which is getting into the nerve and deadening the nerve. And that's also even temporary. But what I thought was that the process might be just a little quicker, and it wasn't. So, but I'm like, I'll wait till February. I'll see. And I'm thinking maybe 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. That's what I'm thinking.
That's
taking me out of the golf tournament season.
Perfect
here.
Perfect sense,
letting people down, kind of going crazy with the whole thing. So I'm sitting there in this office, and I go in for my February 8th, where I'm going to get the injection. And I get there for a 9:45 appointment, and I get there at 9:15. Called the guys the day before. I said, guys, doing it early, doing it late. I just, I didn't want you guys to come in and do a show at 7:30 in the morning. So I said, let's, and I have no idea. They usually say you're going to have to wait about an hour to see what, a day.
It's new. Got it.
So it's a day, but a 9:45 is a 9:45. And I figure, 9:50, 9 o'clock, 9:15. All right, whatever.
Right.
I'm in there and it's 9:45. The appointment comes and goes. Then it's 10 o'clock, then it's 10:15, then it's 10:30, then they call me back, and then it's 10:45, then it's 11 o'clock, and somebody comes in at 11. So this is an hour and 15 minutes later. Somebody comes in. Yeah, I've had worse. So they walk in and they say, okay, the person first, this is first checkpoint. The wait was not significant at this point.
All right.
Because I said to myself, I'm thinking about it a little bit, what a hassle it is, because it's TV and all the blue hairs are in there because they watch television. That's what they do.
Right.
And they're down here. And so it's a bit of a CF in that they're, you know, they're everywhere. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm sitting there, that's not going to dissuade me. First person that comes in after I get the old blood pressure checked and everything, lady comes walking and she goes, so how did it go? Sitting next to the nurse.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This another nurse says, the other nurse says, he hasn't had it done yet.
Oh,
and this is supposed to be the real assistant.
But
even with that, it's a simple mistake. No problem. I said, okay, so, all right, well, we're going to do a bit of it. And I said, well, when's the next? I know you do the injections first, then the second. When's the second variant? She goes, let me look. All right, we have availability for the second set. You'll be about April. I said, what?
April
for the second injection to get to. No, especially when your Magic TV effing commercial. And now I'm not bitching to them at all.
Right.
This is all going on in the intergovernment.
Okay.
And she leaves and about another half hour goes by. At about the 25-minute mark, after I've already waited from 9:45 to 11, an hour and 15 minutes.
For those of you new to the show, Mike is a time demon. Like, he's an on-time demon.
Well, I mean, the fact that you were there a half hour early makes it all the worse.
Yeah.
I've always said if you're late,
25 minutes
you're late.
And if you want to be a friend,
if you want to have a friend, be a friend. Yeah, if you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you're on time.
That's right.
So what it gives you is an opportunity to, and by the way,
the
magic cell phones now, you know, they help you pass the time. But
sure,
when you're not doing that, the intergovernment starts to think.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the whole reason I did this, because it's part of their advertising, is speed, outpatient,
right?
You're quick, a rube.
Get it
Come
done.
On.
Maybe I am.
Yeah.
But you know what? Desperate times come from desperate measures.
Mike, trust me, I understand. You were eager to believe.
This is an elaborate version of when someone's looking for an escort, not to say I have. And you're telling the person on the phone, you're gonna send me the girl in the yellow pages, right? The one I'm looking at right now in the ad. That's who's coming, right?
Right.
And then, you know,
Meth Mouth Mary
out
comes
of the blue,
about 10 minutes later.
Out of the blue, a different model shows up and they're
she wanted
to come, but there was an emergency.
Very
but
sad.
I'm here.
That's right. And also
advertising.
When she arrived, Oscar had to explain he hadn't had the procedure yet.
Yeah.
So the other lady leaves after I found out my good news about the April. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, and I said, okay, what they're going to do for me is pain relief. It's not really fixing anything.
Right.
And I got a pain doctor that I gave a bite of the apple to. And I'm like, I'm not going to wait till April for that guy. That guy will see me.
Yeah.
And at this point, I say to myself, enough of
self.
This.
Enough.
I suddenly, the little light bulb in my head went off, and I said, I don't want to dick around with what may be May or June when I can walk around. I'm able to carry my kid, on my back when I'm walking, into the living room. I can function. I just need them to hit the right spot. And by the way, this whole thing is predicated on hitting the right spot.
Yeah.
I just don't want to dick around.
Yeah.
And at that point, I said, okay, I'm out of here. And this is after I paid a pretty penny for my deductible to get this procedure.
Right.
The only time I let my ass show, the only time I let myself slip was walking out of the waiting room. And the lady comes out with the scrubs on who's doing the... And she said, I said, can I help you? I said, I'm bagging this. It's been 2 hours and I don't want to deal with it anymore. And I might have said it's a bit of an S show. And that's the only prayer. Then I said, don't do this. Kill them with kindness and just tell them nicely, kindly, you're done. And I was done. I said, it's time to be my own advocate. I don't want this anymore. It's too lengthy. It's a process. And it's too lengthy a process.
Right.
And it's a process that's not going to get me to where I want to go. So F it. And what I'm going to. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. First off, thank you for being vulnerable and showing the world and our audience that, hey, like we all feel this way sometimes. And
especially when it comes to medical
situations.
And a lot
of times people just sit there and rot and they think something's off. And next thing you know.
Because you started it. You owe it to somebody. Then, you're obligated. You're not obligated.
No, you forget that you're the client. They should be servicing
you. This sucks. Yeah. This is suck. Person came in, thought you had the procedure done. How much of their S together do they have when they're doing that?
And I'm like, that troubles
me a lot.
Because
it's too many bodies doing this.
Well, there's a lot going. Look, from I'm not. Don't yell at me. I know you're going to yell at me when I say this.
Don't yell.
There's so much turnover in any business at the moment, Mike. There's just a lot going on where people don't have their A game or A team that's been seasoned and been with them for a while. So I empathize on that side.
Okay.
With the provider,
I'm fine with that. I got no problem. I'm not going to yell at you about that.
Because you know I'm
by
big
the way,
capital.
I also Oscar. Yes. I'm also telling you I don't. For 1 second, doubt that the outcome ultimately would be positive. I don't. It's the system.
Would it have helped? And I'm just spitballing here.
By the way, and 3 months from now, I might be in the same boat I am now.
Could be.
Is they made a call and said, "Hi, Mr. O'Mara, I see you're coming in tomorrow. I just want to give you a quick call. I'm the quick filet concierge." And want to let you know that, you know, some people, when they come, they have a certain outlook on, hey, it's just going to be a quick hour and we'll be done. This is what to expect tomorrow.
I'm so glad you brought that up because that is another missing link.
Okay.
Communication was the missing link. I get better communication with Carla has better communication with letting people know
customers.
What her policies are and when they're going to. So they didn't have that because they don't need it. Because if you don't go, no, what they did, the business manager called me back, refunded my money that I got when I went in there for this procedure. And thank you. Sorry you had that experience. Yes. No follow up. They don't need to.
Yeah.
It's a factor.
Right. Yeah.
They
right.
don't need to, which I suspected anyway. And by the way, medical outcomes, and you have doctors in your family, show that if you're at a city hospital and you do a high volume of procedures, the outcomes are usually better because you have that experience of doing it. That's fine.
Yes.
I'm down with that. What I'm not down with is the customer service that goes along with it, where communication, blah, 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 and I get in my car and I do what I did the last time I wanted to see this other guy, as opposed to getting in their phone tree, especially down here in Blue Hair Central. I literally drive 45 minutes right to the office and
kick
go
the door
in there.
Down.
And I just walk up.
Okay.
I've done it twice now where I'm not going through their phone tree.
Right.
Friday.
Nice.
Appointment. Bingo.
Your own advocate.
Start the process.
Your
perhaps next week, I may be getting not the whole procedure, but I'll get another shot, give them another bite of the apple to see what happens. And that was it. This is called being your own advocate. This is called... if you're really uncomfortable, and I'd had a bad vibe starting with the amount of time it was going to take me to get in there, and I had a bad vibe even worse when I was there, and finally the bad vibe when the lady came in and said, how did your procedure go? That was the last straw vibe.
That's
along
really
with
bad.
The waiting of almost 2 hours, which happens. To me, that's just volume at the expense of patience. So that's where I was. And this process started at, I left the house 8:45.
Right.
And this continued till 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Just getting everything in place. But it was satisfactory. So I was satisfied at the end of the day to get this taken care of. So that's it.
So you had to go through it, though.
No, I like that he told him off.
Fine. I didn't tell him. I said the one. I was angry when I.
Frankly, this is an S show.
You know what? That was the lady that was running the actual process in there. And I'm like, what the? You know, seriously, what the F is going on where you're 2 hours behind? I mean, you know, look, I know it happens with doctors. Things happen. It's medicine. But with everybody else. Yeah. And this is another thing for you advocates. Advocate for yourself with a smile and civility.
Of course.
And yeah. They got me out of there, called me in 15 minutes, and it was done. I extricated myself from a situation I was uncomfortable for. I was my own advocate. And that's it. That's the heavy duty part of my day yesterday.
Another great term is chaps my ass. So
it chaps my ass that this is such a show.
Yes.
You're really chapping my ass.
But anyway, I felt unbelievable. Even though I still got pain, I felt that I did the right thing.
Yeah, you did.
I felt that if I'd hung in there, it would have been. I'm not dicking around with this. It's not like I'm getting something done that's going to structurally fix my situation. I'm getting a pain reduction process that may or may not stick.
You got to go with your vibe, Mike. I went to a doctor once, and for a few months after I saw him, when I had my landline, I would get an occasional reminder appointment for someone else. It was like an electronic phone thing.
Yeah.
And it says,
right.
This is an appointment reminder for Mrs. Doris Johnson. And I'm like, no, if you can't get that right, I'm not going to let you put your fingers in all places of my body. No.
Yes. And this was your proctologist, wasn't it?
It was a gastro guy. So he had fingers as well. But
stop your pants and bend over, Mr. Babar.
He might as well have been calling me Mr. Babar. But
Moon River.
And also, he was a doctor that he had stacks of banker's boxes in his office. If you get a bad vibe from a doctor, don't go to that doctor.
And the doctor, and by the way, and this happens too.
Yeah.
It's not the doctor. I have to be completely honest.
Yeah.
The doctor visit, when you're in a restaurant and the waitress never stops walking when she comes by your table?
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? When she's on the way to somewhere else and you literally have to get, it wasn't that bad, but it was close. I got maybe six minutes.
If somebody gave you a heads up and said, look, this is going to be 4 hours. We're jammed, but we're going to take care of you. Bring your phone, bring a charger. We have stuff for you, whatever
probably
it might be.
You'd be okay. Probably be different.
Yeah. Right?
The thing that got me, but even then, Oscar, the thing that got me was April. I'm like, are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah.
To get to find out if this works. So to make that's the route. And you're right. Maybe with the TV thing, I'm right. The physician, I'll mention after the show, the cred that we're talking about.
Right.
Credentials, superlative, like phenomenal.
Yeah. The five minutes you had with the doctor, was he very slick with his presentation with you?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, he was smart, which was, the way it goes. And he's the one, when a guy with that kind of background says bone on bone and points at this picture and you just go, okay. I thanks, O'Mara Jeans. Thanks, Buttered Donuts. Honest to God, my family on my dad's side that was made out of friggin' gelatin.
Now, when he said bone on bone.
No, they weren't made out of gelatin.
No,
far from it.
That'd be great.
Just make sure when he says bone on bone, it's not an invitation to something.
Just grinding bones. So, we got just enough time to totally change the subject.
Good.
Because I'm a little, I'm winding down after this. And
you've had a day.
I have been really, one of the reasons I cut the cord and reduced the cable stuff that we're paying, and we've done a great job of it. Carl and I have been really editing. I do a tremendous, both on the computer and on my television, I do a tremendous amount of YouTube diving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly on there just doing it. And I, I discovered something that it doesn't completely satisfy a need, but I'm here to tell you, it was remarkably satisfying. And a couple of months ago, I was telling you about playing my slots online for fake money on YouTube, and call me a rube. Never found it. Never popped up on my feed. Never knew that it was a thing.
Uh-huh.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize now people roll into casinos and videotape, some with very slick production values, their entire session.
I've sent you links to this. Have you never seen this?
Maybe you have, and maybe that's why I wanted to talk to you about it, because I am sitting there watching this. And
like POV, you're watching how they gamble.
Yeah, you actually see the screen, and some of them have the little the cube with the face of the person.
Yes.
Don't need that.
Don't like
don't really
faces.
Need
no,
that.
No, because and it by takes the way, you out of it.
Machine yeah. only.
Yeah.
And then some of the people do, and what I've taken to watching, something I can't do is watch the real high dollar slots.
Yes.
And watching people play. And I am watching this right up before showtime. I'm yeah. watching it to relax.
It's
watching a lady that hit for $46,000 yeah. on a $100 slot machine.
Wow.
And it was just, it's been so incredibly satisfying. Now, watching it and just getting it out of my system, that's fascinating. And then I go down and I see views and subscribers.
Yes.
And you have some of these people with hundreds of thousands yeah. of subscribers because they go into a casino and play a slot machine.
Yes.
I just said to myself, Oscar, this is a world that is still unknown to me. This is a world we are very happy with our listening audience that supports this show magnificently, but it's a little disconcerting when I'm watching someone who is not speaking English and is getting hundreds of thousands of views based on sitting at a machine and pressing a button.
Yeah.
I'm stunned by that. And I have to ask you this. So they allow this to happen?
Traditionally, you'll see when it's a live stream, you're probably catching, are you catching a live stream or are you catching a tape?
I'm catching a recorded, but
great.
Some of them have been posted after a live
stream. Okay.
I'll watch like straight live streams. That's my preference.
It's kink.
And like my kink.
It's kink.
Like in the dark. In the living room. Shannon's like, are you gambling?
Go away.
I said, no.
I'm
watching this guy burn up his mortgage. what you usually see is a lot of, you have to watch, okay, about this. You usually see the psychology of, I got to keep playing to make my money back.
Yeah.
And you recognize, I am not unfazed by this, but I also am self-aware enough that I've made these same excuses. And I'll give you this example. I'm watching someone play a high dollar slot and they've lost $300, but all of a sudden they've made $350.
Yeah.
So they're not doing the math that they've just made $50.
Right.
Oh, they're seeing it as a $350
they're
win.
Like, oh.
No, they're seeing it as a $50 win.
No, but no, these rubes are seeing it as a $350 win.
Yeah, they're not.
Because their friend will walk over while they're playing and be like, I just won $350.
Oh, they're not seeing the grand total.
Big picture, yeah.
One of the people, when I talk about slick production values, had money in, money out. A little graphic after she'd do that, and it was great.
Yeah, that's
because you're seeing what she gets and what she doesn't get.
The rubes in real time, because I'm doing the math for them.
Sure,
right.
They'll have a friend walk over and be like, hey, like, how much are you up? He's like, he goes, I put 1,000 in, but I'm at 3,000. He goes, well, what about for the day? He goes, I'm probably even. Like, they don't know. They don't know, right?
Yeah. We do when Carl and I are in a casino.
Then,
we do.
And then you'll hear the pit boss walk over and they're like, oh, I can't tape. Like, oh, I'll just shut it off.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate it if you could turn off your phone.
I'll just shut it off.
No taping here.
So are these all illegal? In a real casino,
most casinos don't want you to do this.
Okay.
You can get away with it because if someone's playing high dollar slots, they're probably going to give you a pass, right?
Yeah.
At the dollar slots,
I would say it promotes the casino beautifully.
Agreed, but there's probably some security parameters. People don't want people to see what the payoff schedule for the machine is.
Although I've done a few dives on the randomness of this. You know, that plays into, there's nothing you're going to benefit. I don't believe you're going to get any benefit by watching a video of a slot machine.
You or I won't, but somebody much smarter than us can actually break down.
Can put an algorithm on it and maybe figure out
what the payout is after 12 hours of viewing something, right?
Yeah. Could it happen? I have no idea. Perhaps
so. Another reason I say that is because one of the people that were shut down, like they, for, you know, privacy and security reasons, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And you always get a smart ass that's like, well, I'm not taping anybody. This is a machine. Do they have to sign a waiver? And like this whole thing. Or please see the MGM publicity
team. But they don't have the juice to block these videos on YouTube.
They don't. But this is the rub. Is some of these whales, That's what they call rich people in gambling, for those of you that
whale.
Don't know.
You're a giant whale that has a huge bankroll.
Not, who's
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, not Brendan Fraser, but real
whale. Oscar
whales.
Loves this is, the whale.
Yeah.
You want an example of a whale? Check out the movie Casino. The Asian guy that comes in with his entourage steals the towels, and then they pretend the plane's broken, so he'll come back and gamble more.
Better down here than up here, God forbid.
Don Rickles. One of his best lines in the movie.
Exactly. So,
you're watching it, and they say, please, you have to see the MGM PR or marketing to get the sanction to do this. Because one of the people were...
You've heard that.
I've heard that.
I didn't know that you lived in this area. This is the best man to ask in the world. This is fantastic.
Yes, he knows. So then he knows.
Some of these people, like you said, are TikTok celebrities in their own right, and then they'll take out a little press pass out of there and be like, I've already have it. Thank you. And then the pit boss is like, oh, thank you. We're just making sure this is all real.
Then that leads me to my next question.
Wow.
Yes. Can I give you another layer? I'm so sorry.
Yes. And okay, go ahead, but then I've got the big question for you, because I'm going to need your help.
There are other gambling troops, like dance troops, like a dance teams or gambling teams that people send Venmo or Zelle money to while they're in Las Vegas. And they then get a cut of the payout if they hit.
So and they live stream it.
They live stream it.
People are being paid to gamble.
People know if they hit.
Now, I cannot play at the level some of these people play. And by the way, there are penny slots as well. There are a variety of denominations.
I always see cigarettes in those penny slot videos. I'm like,
I saw there was one, a guy, there's one guy, Oscar. There is one guy that's going, come on, let's go, come on. And then he goes, and then he takes his fat hand and he goes, when he hits one.
So you want less like going, involvement.
And then every 5 minutes,
I don't want personality.
You hear this guy, you see the cloud of cigarette smoke go in front. Then you hear this, you hear this, where he burp. It's like, what a total bitch. Yeah. And then, you know, and he is playing $100 denominations. I think the bet is $200 a pop, maybe $100 a pop. And he's going, bah, 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 bah. And occasionally you hear, come out. And I didn't care for him very much.
I like watching the losing because it satiates my want to gamble.
Oh, 100%. But the winning does the same thing.
Yeah,
the winning makes you think maybe that could be me. And a lot of these
are edited down. You're only post your winners on YouTube. Yeah, you're only going to post your winners.
But this is true. And you see that. Maybe I'll watch some of the live streaming as well. Yeah. You know, the one lady was just, oh my God. Yeah. I mean, she had $3,000 in this dollar machine. I think she was making, they were small
$5
bets relatively.
Bets.
Yeah. She gets 40 grand, like $46,000.
That was your big.
Takes it over to the top dollar machine in the high dollar. And then she's making $300 bets.
Yeah.
And on $300 bets, she hits two top dollars.
Which is
And she makes another $10,000.
Yeah. Wow.
So it was fun to
watch. Do you
ever see them leave with money, or does it always just sort of stop? Because you know they can't help
it. You don't see a lot of their bodies. You don't see the face.
Yeah, you know.
You never see them cash out with the cash.
Yeah. And actually, in an ideal world, there's none of the participant in it. You don't want to hear them. You don't want to see their thumbs up.
With that said, though, and this leads me to
a question that nobody's expecting.
I already know.
Of course, Mike. Everyone knows.
You have 350,000 subscribers, that is a monetary value right there.
Oh, no. It's the quality of your. It's not instantly. You can get pre-rolls. You need millions of views in order to monetize on YouTube at a high level.
Right. Okay.
And then
that's just my question.
You also, what is the quality of the audience?
If it's not going to benefit the show, I wouldn't want to do it. But I think it would be a lot of fun to live stream.
A lot of losing. We'd watch you.
Were you going to head up to the riverboat?
I think if it's not going to, I would only do it if there was some sort of benefit.
No, not for you.
You know, or if I could,
write it off.
What?
You trying to write this off your taxes?
You know, I don't believe. I don't believe.
Let's see how long it takes him to call back. How's your day going so far? I'm kind of in a hurry. Let the fun begin. begin? I could try resetting your account. Okie doke. Let's see who is today's unlucky customer.
Hi, Pony.
You know, it'd be fun to keep a running tab of the first thing
our listeners would love if I live streamed a session.
Sure. If you wanted to take your own dollars, let me highlight your own, and live stream a session, you would have a great, you'd have a great showing. It'd be great.
What's that glittery casino in the middle of New Orleans now? It used to be on a boat, but they've rebuilt it. You could do it there.
Yeah, I'll go to Harrah's with you.
Yeah, Rob, I guess that's the only casino in New Orleans. Duh.
And I'll film
That's what
you.
I was talking about.
Let's beta test this. Let's do this. We'll go over. I'll be your cameraman. I'm not too big to do that.
Before that, I'm curious what you say about the press thing. Where I get, I don't want to do it. If I'm going to have some dick come up to me and hassle me, and I want to do it as, hey, I do this. My listeners might like it.
Frankly,
it's a way to
this
promote.
Is a show, yes.
What?
I'm here promoting your casino
by the
with
way,
my cameraman.
Right. By the way.
But they're not going to pay you to do it. No.
No, I don't. I'm not asking to be paid. I'm asking not to be hassled to do it.
I don't mind writing Harrah's and saying, can we get a press pass to live stream?
If they do, if you do that,
that's not a problem.
We'll do it.
Email.
And I'll take like $500.
Oh, that's not enough.
Excuse me.
You're going to blow
the reality
right
of the
away.
Situation. Like, well, excuse
that's going to be
me.
A 5-minute live stream.
I do. Yeah, but that'd be fun.
Christ. He could hit the button slowly. He could intersperse stories.
Mike's in the amount of time between pushes, like, he doesn't even pull.
No, he pushes
the button.
Right.
I've seen you gamble.
Well, everybody pushes the button now. That's the modern
but Mike,
way of doing
it. Like,
you've been in casinos.
You don't have conversations. You just like, pop, 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 pop. There's no, you're hypnotized.
I don't think you need to have, after my charming introduction, I don't think you need to have conversation.
Well, Mike, no, that's your
People
angle.
People don't want that.
You, no, that's your angle.
They need patter from you.
What if you said, you know, I've been to a lot of casinos, and I was always wondering if Jeff Goldblum were to play a slot machine, it might sound
that's,
something.
That's where we hit million
Thanks,
views.
Rob.
Million
Thanks.
Views.
That's
Thanks for
your
making
angle.
It less fun for me.
No.
Yeah,
this is how we do
work.
This. Yes, this is how we do this. So you're there. He goes, a couple of my friends actually should be meeting me here a little later. You're just gambling away.
Sure.
We get to like 250 within your 500.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, oh.
So what would Seth Rogen say?
Oh, no. What would?
Oh, it's another cherry.
Mike, you say, oh, Seth is here. And then Seth starts talking.
Yeah. I think of the effectiveness of it, Mike, because the camera is on. It's on the machine. And you, with your mind, are picturing Seth Rogen
Arnold,
come over.
You're late. Did you get another cyclist on your way here?
This is going to be a triple diamond. This is going to be a triple diamond.
Yes!
It's going to work.
That's it.
Hello.
See?
How are you? I'm feeling incredibly lucky tonight.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is going to be spectacular.
See, you've got
all your friends.
It's your presentation. Yeah.
Well, Jabril could be here playing the top dollar machine.
Yeah.
I love top dollar. I'd love to get the 1,000 credits times two times two. That would make me happy.
Mike, I will CC you on the email today. Or BCC.
And let's plan on doing it after the show, which is the prime time for gambling for me.
Gambling.
After the show, Saturday night. That'll be the fine activity.
And now we would have to do it on Thursday because weekends would be just a disaster to get through. I want a clean cut. I want you.
You
want
to do it Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, I can do it.
Yeah.
Thursday night, I can do it.
I love this idea. Fun. I love this idea.
I predict. You ready for my prediction? I'm not going to do it if they say no. They're going to say no.
Why would they?
Because they're dickish.
They'll look you up.
Yeah.
They'll see you're somebody,
people.
And then they'll
They're casino
run,
people.
They'll
they're
run your, what is it, Harrah's is a part of the Bally's family?
You know, it's just, maybe I'm just steeled for disappointment with my day yesterday. Maybe I'm just prepared to have things not be what they are.
Mike,
all right?
They can get you a press pass in April.
You know what is what it is? What it is, T-Mobile. But I'm not going to talk about that. We'll be right back.
Picture yourself on a journey. You're traveling through a dimension not of sight, but only of sound.
Oh my gosh!
A journey into a wondrous place where what you'll hear is a collection of the surreal.
We've seen some crazy things out here.
The fantastic and the comical.
Daryl! I am tired. I feel...
That's what we heard. heard you. Go ahead. Go ahead. I heard you. Go ahead.
Don't. There is a deer in here.
Like that.
That's the signpost up ahead. Next stop, Soundtown.
Welcome to Soundtown.
Sounds meticulously procured by Rob Spear.
It's a bear.
Yes. Listen for a laugh today, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's fascinating. That's very interesting. Do we have an author on that?
What? I did not jot it down. I know it was coordinated through Jim Amato. I'll give the guy credit when we play it next time. Absolutely.
Hey, think of the time and money, everybody, your family invested to film Family Vacations, going out to that Little League game, celebrating a birthday, weddings, all the good stuff, all the things that matter. Some of these are old recordings,
yes.
Especially if you're been around for a while. The videotapes, the pictures. Recording the memories was a commitment. Camcorders cost lots of moolah, thousands of dollars. Tapes were expensive. Mm-hmm. They required film and development. Legacy Box is a wonderful company that exists to preserve your family's recorded moments digitally, ensuring they're safe forever. I remember getting a great video camera. I did it when my first daughter was born. Now it's obsolete, and I wasn't sure if I could ever watch those little mini tapes that I have without that camera that's long gone. But thanks to Legacy Box, I can watch my little girls when they were actually little girls. It's like magic. We've all used Legacy Box, and we all love it. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Don't let your photos continue to fade. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late. Buy a Legacy Box today. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. And a big thank you to a wonderful client, Legacy Box. We love you at the Mike O'Mara Show.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, ladies and gentlemen. And we start today with a very special time for all of us in America. It's National Pizza Day.
Oh, pizza? That's good.
Pizza.
Yeah, I'll do it like Brian Butterfield. Mm. Happy National Pizza Day. For some reason, there aren't a lot of deals out there this year, but here's a fun pizza story making the rounds. A personal trainer in the UK. That's perfect. It works out well.
Yes.
His name, Ryan Mercer, just finished a 30-day pizza diet.
Pizza.
Where he ate it for breakfast, lunch, P-I-Z-Z-A. And
give
dinner.
Pizza.
Every day for a month. And he somehow managed to lose 7.5 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, this is BS.
Sensational.
Now, he ate other stuff too. Protein balls. When he needed a snack. But every meal, every one of them for that amount of time was pizza.
Pizza.
He averaged 10 slices a day. So 300 slices in 1 month. That's all.
When's the last time you all had pizza, and where was it from?
I had pizza on Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah, from my favorite place in Loudoun County, La Villa Roma in Leesburg.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Great crust.
What about you, 10 minutes ago, I drove to Little Caesars. I haven't had it in a while.
That's pizza. I made a horrible pizza.
I made a frozen one for my kid, and it wasn't good.
DiGiorno?
No, not that good.
Barron's?
It was off-brand. It was off-brand. No. Like in the grocery store, off-brand. Like my wife was there and just went, pizza.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't
pizza
care.
Pizza brand
thin.
Pizza.
Yeah, the off-brand tastes like cardboard.
It does.
Researchers from North Carolina State University are suggesting that we eventually add a fourth white light for car traffic. The idea is that as more and more automated cars are on the street, they would be able to communicate with each other and the traffic lights to coordinate the optimal, most efficient traffic flow. No more stopping for a few minutes at a red light when no one is coming. The white light would indicate to human drivers Hello, human. That there are enough automated vehicles in the area to navigate intersections on their own, and you should just follow the lead. Go with the robots. Don't do anything stupid.
Wow.
Anyway, if they stop, you stop. If they proceed through the light, you do. Just pretend you understand what that means. I don't know, but apparently an extra light for that.
Would the white light go on top? Would it go below the green? Where would you put the white light?
I don't know, but all I know is the voice coming out of the car would say, Carol Ann, stay away from the light. There's evil in this. That movie's so old now that reference doesn't work anymore.
You know, I do believe that movie holds up, though.
Yeah, it holds up. But
Poltergeist.
Yeah, the original Poltergeist. Yeah, I gotta die down there. Yeah.
It means playful ghost, you know, in German.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm probably one of the few radio impersonation people that can do Carol Ann when she's in the television.
Oh, okay. Stop the music. I like this.
Here we go.
Rami.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Rami. Let me out. Let me out.
There's Thank evil you. In this house.
There's evil in this house.
That's the lady. She's dead.
Yes.
Anyway.
I think that's a social pony. Write that down.
This to me, I like this guy. That. He's just an old curmudgeon, and he's fun, and he doesn't pull any punches. Democratic political consultant James Carville. How you doing?
He's so handsome.
On Wednesday, he described Republican lawmakers who heckled President Joe Biden during his State of the Union speech as
what?
White trash.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy.
Here's what he says is, I tell people I have the equivalent of a PhD in white trashology. And we saw a real white trash on display. That's Carville that was talking to MSNBC. Shocker, he was on that network.
Yeah, sure.
He said, the level of white trashdom in the Republican Party is staggering. I mean, for somebody that has observed it for a long time like I have, I've never seen it manifest itself on a level that is manifesting itself. They have a lot of stupid people that vote in their primaries. They really do. I'm not really supposed to say that, but it's obviously a fact. And you know, when stupid people vote, you know who they nominate? Other stupid people. And he said Marjorie Taylor Greene dresses white trashed.
Wow. I heard funny. That when his head lights up, you're supposed to follow the robots.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Big, bald head.
Big white head.
Yeah, my giant head. Oh, the best was Bill Hader, who did James Carville.
God, so
one of the
good.
Funniest James. And I think Dana Carvey did it too, but I think Bill Hader
Bill Hader did it better. Yeah.
Really, really nailed it. A protester in Phoenix scaled the former Chase Tower without any ropes or safety gear. You lived in Phoenix for a while. Chase Tower, a big building.
It's one of the tallest, if not
Super
the tallest.
Bowl week down there. Law enforcement was waiting for him at the top to take him into custody. His name, 23-year-old Maison Deschamps. That sounds like a fake name.
Yeah.
He calls himself Pro-Life Spider-Man. He climbed the 40-story building, which is one of the tallest in the city. He began climbing just before 10 a.m., Mountain Standard Time, and he finished before 11 a.m. on February 7th. Deschamps was live streaming the incident. Oh, he could have just gone to a slot machine.
Much easier.
He was doing it on his cell phone while climbing and said he was doing it to raise awareness and money for anti-abortion charities. And as you can see, I can't see, he prepared for this. He had climbing shoes, chalk on his hands, and he was taking breaks on each section of the building before finally making it to the top. Phoenix police, who were on top of the building, took Deschamps into custody. He was booked into jail for trespassing and criminal nuisance. Maison Deschamps.
And Mike, he was disinvited from the commissioner's ball.
He will not be one of the 9,000 exclusive tickets. Yeah. A naturally occurring hormone that makes people horny has been turned into an injection. Here we go, another injection for people who are libido challenged. Mm. And it may help users feel more attractive as well. New research out of the, I hope it's prestigious, Imperial College in London.
That sounds great.
Do you suffer from low T?
I'm low T. Sure.
Does your libido have challenges?
Full stop.
Not living up to your potential in the boudoir.
I'm low T, and I've my well is dry.
Yes.
The well is dry. Well, you need to take on Brian Butterfield's horny injections. Anyway, they say it's focused on the functioning of a hormone called, this is not, I'm not making up, this is what it says, kisspeptin.
Wow.
Hey. K-I-S-S-P-E-P-T-I-N. That could be used to treat women and men distressed by their low sexual desire. And fascinatingly, they found that some of the participants actually felt sexier as a result of the therapy. Mm.
Pony, how long have you been on it?
Just 1 week.
How's it working?
No.
The study said the experience of low arousal and desire affects up to 10% of women and 8% of men worldwide, and it can have devastating psychological and social impacts for those who suffer from it.
No, I'm okay.
One participant, and I brag occasionally, not a problem in the O'Mara household.
Yeah, yeah. Very, I mean, happy. You're having babies in your 50s.
One participant in, but I'm not. I'm not like panting either. I'm not like a wild dog.
Yeah, but the fact that it's still, you know.
Yes.
There's still,
I still
interest.
Ask permission.
It's shocking.
I still ask permission. Yeah,
yeah. And is that permission not granted?
Occasionally.
Does she ever say that's the last one for this year, honey?
That's right. Hope not. God. Year ain't over yet.
Let's punch your ticket.
No, but I don't. It doesn't bother me. I don't. I'm not that guy. I'm not.
A clause?
I wouldn't be low T, but I'm also not. You know, you hear people. I don't trust it when people
we've
say,
"We've always said you're Mr. T."
I gotta do it. I gotta you do it 6 times a day, every single. No, I'm not in that category. Yeah. But when it's suggested, and I concur, it's limited enough where it's still very exciting.
You're Mr. T.
Yeah, I'm lowercase. I'm lowercase T.
Really?
Yes.
No, you had to get your tubes tied because you were doing
it
too much.
Yeah, but I'm rare. It's rare enough for me where it's still special.
Good. And that's the way it should be, Mike, between a man and a woman.
Shut up, Croc.
You're such a romantic.
He is. He got me with that.
Honey.
One participant in the study.
Here's a rose. Said
that. Hello. Rob's Gary. Gary Rob's home.
Hello.
Hi. One participant in the study said that the week he got his active kisspeptin injection, he and his partner actually conceived a child.
Nice.
So there you go.
And the amazing thing, it was two males.
Yeah. It didn't even have a womb.
Oh, the last piece. I forgot to tell you.
What?
Lady looks at me and she's taking the BP and she's taking my heart rate and all that. I have to ask you this question. Are you pregnant?
What?
And I really just want to look and go, no, you really don't have to ask that question. And now a little something.
I would have
something.
Said, nope, just fat.
Just so you know, if you break into a business, steal something, but promise to pay for it later, it's still a crime.
Oh.
A 20-year-old man in Florida, his name is Lance with a Z, Lance Kurtz. And he was arrested on Sunday after he broke into a gas station and stole dog food, antifreeze, cigarillos, and an electric tobacco device.
Cigarillos is still a thing?
He was caught because he left his ATM card on the counter intentionally. And after he was tracked down by the cops, he said that he left it behind so that he could pay for the items later. The police that sounds like a drunken activity.
Yeah,
doesn't
even make sense.
Police reminded him that breaking and entering is still a crime. For what it's worth, the guy's car caught fire later that night. And that's when officers connected him to the burglary. He was still on the side of the road just watching his car burn. Lance is known to his friends by the name Mr. Lucky. Yeah, there you go. Lance with a Z. Fantastic. We have to take a break. When we come back, we will talk to Rob about... do you suffer from regular irregularity? Gross. Rob Spiewak has a wonderful device for
it.
You.
I can fix it.
And we'll talk about that next on The Mick O'Mara Show.
It may be cold outside,
but the specials are on fire. At Trader Mike's Discount Shack.
Trader Mike is moving only a few feet to a new location.
It's the Sistine Chapel on a floor
that you can eat. And he's willing to do what it takes to make a deal.
Check out these deals.
I have acquired, over my lifetime, way too many golf clubs.
Here. A lot of them are broken.
I do have a shop vac. I have a squeegee, and I have a light bulb changer.
Trader Mike is stacking the specials high and letting them fly.
He's stacking them deep and selling them cheap.
But that's not all. You can find more great deals through Target and Walmart when you click on the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Treat yourself.
Hurry, folks, because these deals are crazy.
Trust me.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know that turning into your parents might be your worst nightmare, ladies and gentlemen, but let's be real. They had some decent stuff. They had some good weed. Might have been the best stuff out there. Well, Dadgrass, and I have it in my hot little hand right now, they've got old school joints.
Yes.
There it is.
Love
this
it.
This one's the, let me see.
The good time, formula. I know the color code from a mile away.
Their stuff is low in THC and high in CBD, so you can chill out and lighten up the old-fashioned way. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp or gummyable hemp that relaxes Delicious. Your body and mellows your mind. And if you want the toke without the smoke, there they are. Dadgrass has CBD gummies made with the same high-quality hemp. They're delicious. They really are delicious. They're easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. Love them in the evening. Chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine. Not the whole bottle. It's absolutely
wonderful.
Without
the calories.
It's true. Out of sight. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 21 and over and ship right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Groovy, baby. Rob Spiewak came to me first thing this morning with a new product. And by the way, when you begin to go on a high protein, low carbohydrate, not really low carbohydrate, but you're limiting your carbs and you're limiting your calories and you're limiting your fat. Occasionally, the old system, which has been sort of geared towards putting that crap in your body forever, has a bit of a problema, and you might get a little bound up. Well, I'm all set for this product Rob's going to tell you about right
here. I think what you might need is a brand new product called Vibrant.
Ooh. Vibrant is not a laxative and works with your body's natural process. Simply swallow with a glass of water. Vibrant's unique drug-free approach uses gentle vibrations to stimulate the colon mechanically. The pre-programmed timing of the mechanical stimulation is thought to improve the natural colonic mobility by leveraging the colon's biological clock. The disposable capsule is expelled with natural bowel movements.
It's a vibrating pill.
All right.
That passes through your body. Yes.
This is what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
You know, for years and years, I have known that the medical community, in particular, 4 out of 5 dentists, doctors recommend. Doctors, back in the day, the advertising industry had doctors doing cigarette commercials.
That's right.
Because they're easy on your throat.
Right, it's, yeah.
So can't you say just about anything, right? You can say our proprietary vibrating pill works with the colon's biological clock.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you heard what she said. She said it is thought to stimulate the colon.
Right.
It doesn't even mean
I want to hear the whole thing again. Let's listen to it again.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Vibrant.
Vibrant is not a laxative and works with your body's natural process. Simply swallow with a glass of water. Vibrant's unique drug-free approach uses gentle vibrations to stimulate the colon mechanically. The pre-programmed timing of the mechanical stimulation is thought to improve the natural colonic mobility by leveraging the colon's biological clock. The disposable capsule is expelled with natural bowel movements.
Shut her up.
Yeah.
So it's right there.
Yeah, it's woo.
It's BS.
Mike, it says in the press release, and I think you'll enjoy this, the pills stimulate specialized nerve cells in the gut called specialized nerve cells in the gut called mechanosensory cells.
Mecha like a high, mecha hiney ho.
Probably equally good. These trigger peristalsis, the undulating muscle contractions that squeeze out food in the gut.
Do they have any testimonials?
None testimonials.
No, they've all been flushed.
Do they have evidence?
None. Mike,
wow.
This reminds me of if there's a 30 for 30 out, it's I think it's called the Baltimore Bullies or something like that. It's about the 2000 world champion Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
And they have a clip God rest his soul. They were filming this, and as they were filming this, Tony Siragusa passed, and age 55. But he was on camera for this 30 for 30, and he was talking about one of the games against where the Redskins, now the Commanders, and he was all backed up. So he goes to the doctor and says, "Doc, I am backed up. What can you do?" This is like 4 hours before the game.
That's a scary thought, Tony Siragusa. Yeah, Tony Siragusa being backed up.
He goes, "What are my options?" He said, "Well, I could give you a laxative." He's like, "Doc, like I'm gonna be running around that field. I don't need a laxative. By the time it hits, it'll be the second half."
Right.
And then he's like, "Well, we'll just give you an enema." So they drove down to the stadium, FedEx Field.
Yeah.
Performed the enema.
In the locker room.
And then he said, "Doc, get the training staff in here." So the training staff comes in. They said, "Guys, I don't know why it's today. I know that we've had like 30 different uniforms we wear, but we're wearing all white today."
The Ravens all white uniforms. Yeah. I remember those.
Oh, yeah.
"If you see me laid out on that field, do not turn me around. I don't know what's going to happen."
That's hysterical. Gone too soon. We didn't really talk a lot about him.
Oh, he was funny, man.
What a great one of the last ones that had that brought the humor to the telecast,
like a modern day Artie Donovan almost.
And then, another.
I mean, are we starving for that right now?
Mm-hmm. Another anecdote from that 30 for 30. The Goose. I didn't know this, Mike. Before he went to the Ravens, he went and met with the Raiders.
I didn't know that.
And Al Davis gave him an offer. And he said, "Hey, Al, thank you so much. Let me think about this." And the next day comes, and Al Davis and Siragusa meet. He goes, "Hey, look, I was thinking about your offer. I would like to take it." And Al Davis says to Goose, he says, "Well, it's a different day. It's a different offer." And offers him $50,000 less than he offered him the day before.
Just because he's a dick.
And it pissed off Goose so much he didn't take the offer. Fast forward 2 years later, and the Ravens are playing the Raiders in Oakland to go to the Super Bowl. And they beat the Raiders. So they're going to the Super Bowl. And he sees Al Davis, stops and says, $50,000 cost you a trip to the Super Bowl."
What a sweet revenge.
That doesn't get much better than that.
That is so. Those are great Tony Siragusa stories. Wild. Did the enema work for him? That's what I'd like to know.
Cleaned him right up. No accidents, he said.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, anyway, Vibrant is the name of the product, and Vibrant, we don't know whether. Mike, we can't certainly endorse it yet.
No.
Did you know that the medical definition of constipation is fewer than 3 bowel movements a week?
I've never really had that.
If we
that
bought
much.
It, would you try it?
Sure.
Well, how much is
it? I'm the one that's bound up on my new diet. I'm bound up right now.
It comes in a 20-pack.
I have my product, and if we could do an ad for Miralax on this show, what is that?
It is. It's a pack of 20.
It's a 20-pack of Vibrant. Yeah. Oh, they're not reusable?
Stop it. That's disgusting.
We go from what's coming out of the body to what's going into the body, because Oscar Santana, this is always exciting to me, has a secret Mickey D's.
Wait, no. We have Nikki.
Nikki is next.
Super Bowl.
Oh, I forgot completely. I've been gone for a day.
Yeah.
Nikki Diamond. We'll have to get that food item next week or tomorrow.
Yes.
Nikki Diamond's next with a Super
Here's
Bowl.
Some of the stories we're
version.
Working on tonight for the night side after an all new TJ Hooker at 11. Residents in West South Florida are up in arms over an invasion of rattlesnakes.
I wasn't sure what to do.
I seen it. I heard it. Then I seen it. Then I got the raid.
The Energy Department responds to consumer inquiries of using air conditioners in garages.
And I wrote back, "Kindly golf."
In our weekly visit with a shade tree mechanic, we have tips on what to do with those leftover automotive fluids you find in the garage.
Do not drink it.
And Colonel Dirk is in the weather center with a look at the weekend forecast.
It's cold as
catchy stories and more, along with the Mike O'Mara Show on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, whatever your reason is for wanting to make a change, Noom, wait. is ready to help. Noom Weight is different. It uses psychology to help you understand your eating habits and learn how to make healthier choices every single day. Losing weight starts with your brain, and Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles that help you better understand your relationship with food. To date, Noom Weight has helped more than 4.6 million people lose weight, and active first-time Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks. 95% of customers say Noom Weight is good, a very good long-term solution. I love Noom Weight because it works. Carla loves it. Oscar loves it. You're going to love it, too. Log my food there every single day. Log my weight there. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom Weight's psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today and check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change. Available now wherever books are sold. Let's bring him in right now. It appears that he is in the desert.
Oh, no.
27 miles to your original hometown, Pahrump, Nevada. My God, look at you, Nikki Diamond. It looks like a beautiful, beautiful day out there in the desert.
It's gorgeous, gorgeous. Been a long, long road, a long 6 months of traveling, but we are this close to coming back home, baby.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
It's
fantastic. Are you now? Are you walking like you have done through most of your travels this year? Are you walking, Nikki?
Touche, Mike.
You look like you've lost a good amount of weight.
Well, I've been using Noom. You lose weights, yes. You lose weight with Noom. You gain cash with Nikki. That's
there you go.
That's clever.
This is always an opportunity where we look back. And how would you rate your performance this year in the prognosticating department, Mr. Diamond?
Well, you know, I'm an honest man. I'll look in the mirror, Mike, and I weigh the pros and the cons, and I would say I was perfect. Thank you.
Congratulations. That's a great season. And as Super Bowls go, there's a funny little meme that's circulating that has the map of the United States, and it's got Pennsylvania, and it's got Missouri, and that's it. And they said those are the only places where that indicating that the rest of the country not rooting passionately for either the Chiefs or the Eagles. What say you, Nikki Diamond?
Well, I'll say this. You know how our Aaron Rodgers is doing that 4 days of darkness?
Yeah.
I don't know what he goes on with his head, you know? Mm-hmm. He's going to be in a room in the dark for 4 straight days. Well, if the Eagles win, we're going to want to do that to avoid Eagles fans. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah. This is true. Yeah. We're a Kansas City house in the O'Mara household. Sorry.
Always
that's the bitterness
been.
For thumping on my Giants so bad. 3 losses this year. That is so disappointing. Well, it's a crazy time out there in Phoenix, Arizona. And where is it? Glendale, Oscar? Where's
Phoenix.
The stadium?
Glendale's in the Phoenix area. So.
All right. Very good. So what do you say? What's going on? What are your thoughts on the big game?
Well, why aren't you there, Bermuda boy? You're Mr. Arizona.
It's funny you say that. I had reached out to a good friend of mine that was the NFLPA president, because I know that he has access to Super Bowl tickets.
Sure.
And I was like, well, maybe if I can get tickets, then I can go to the game with my friend Michael Corleone. And then he wrote back. He goes, are you sure you want to go? And I said, yeah, because they have to pay for them. I was like, I'll pay for the tickets. And he said, you know how terrible it is to actually go to a game? He reminded me.
Yeah.
You know,
I could have told you that also.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a goat.
Yeah. And I was like, so you're judging me for wanting the tickets? He said, no, I'm just letting you know. So
if you don't have a dog in the fight and it's not your first time going to see your team, it can be a little problematic.
I just like that it was in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
the week of where you want to be there. You want to be there for the parties.
Yes. Right. Yes. I agree. And the hookers, Nikki. And the hookers.
And
let's
the
not
hookers.
Forget.
2 for 2 today, Mike. 2 for 2. Spurlock?
Yes.
Haven't even tried one yet, so catch up.
I was just curious. Are you rooting for the Kansas City hookers or the Philadelphia hookers?
Well, either way, I combine them with cheesesteak.
Yes, that's right. Way to go on that. And by the way, if you get a Philadelphia hooker, make sure you let her know whether you want a cheese with or a cheese without.
Oh, 3 for 3. Somebody pitching a no-hitter.
All right. Well, it's time to reveal the pick. I don't know. I you're hearing a lot of. I think it all depends on Mahomes and his health and his ankle and how it's doing. But what do you say? You're the prognosticator of. There it is, right in back here. 27 miles to Pahrump, Nikki. Tell us what you think about the big game.
We got the big game, and then I at the end have I have a big announcement. So the big game. There's two schools of thought here, gentlemen. There's the when in doubt, take the better quarterback and the better coach. Kansas City clearly has both. Then there's the other school of thought that as long as we've been playing football, you can talk about the passing game is in now. Then it's the running game. It's five wide receivers. It's two fullbacks. At the end of the day, the thing that stood the test of time, it's those fat guys in the middle. It's the line of scrimmage. It comes down to two fat guys pounding. That's a site I went to once. Anyway, so I'm going to go line of scrimmage dominated by the Eagles. They're going to break the sack record of the 85 Bears on Mount Rushmore of defense. When in doubt, take the fat guys. Eagles win this game. 30-20, lock it up, light it up, baby. It's happening. Let's start, though, with the national anthem. Hey, let's win a little money before the game started. Chris Stapleton, over under, 126.5 seconds. He's going to swig some Tennessee whiskey, do a guitar solo. He's going to hit 135 seconds. You're cashing money. How about Rihanna?
I would do that bet.
Brain. I looked at Rihanna. I've never had love on the brain. I've had something else, if you know what I'm talking about. That's sex. Anyway, so first Rihanna's song, Diamond, shine bright like a diamond, baby. That's what they're going to do, the Eagles and Rihanna. That's the first song out of the gate. Look. Jalen Hurts will score a touchdown, long shot, touchdown, plus 550. Boston Scott, he's a Giants killer. You know that, Mike. He's done well against your Giants. Oh, scored God. A touchdown in each of these games. Go, Boston Scott. And your super long shot MVP, defensive player, Hassan Reddick. He knocked out Brock Purdy. He's got 3.5 sacks in the playoffs, 16 or 17 for the season. He'll have 2 sacks and a forced fumble. Plus 3,400. Get paid, Hassan Reddick, your Super Bowl MVP. And now, a little change in the Nikki Diamond financial situation.
Oh, a big announcement. Here it is.
All my problems have gone away. Mm. I've never spoken much about my youth. my mother, Nicole Diamond, rest in peace. She's not dead. She just... not a morning person.
It rests a lot, yes.
Yes.
Nicole Diamond.
Yes. I am raised in Pahrump, Nevada, but I was not born there. My financial problems are solved because of two words. Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or working or born between 1953 and 1987, you may be exposed to contaminated water. I've been contaminated, man. I got it all. I got PTSD. I got OPP. I got mesothelioma, asbestos. I got the vacuum mask. I got it all, baby. They're going to get paid, baby. We're going to get paid. And then I'm coming back to Pahrump. The Carla, the fantasy player of the week, the Carla is me, baby. Yes. Come on, you can't go home again, but you can glow home again, baby. Your skin is dry. No longer. You're 41. You're going to look 41. Holy shit, baby. Why be an Omaha when you can be a glow bearer? Yes. Nikki Diamond in Pahrump. I will be selling Derm Glow Gang. I'm coming to Pahrump. I got paid. Go Eagles. Fly, Eagles. Fly. Oh, after yourself, everybody else. Good night.
Yeah. There he goes. He
disappears. Oh, the report. He's counting on that class action.
Did you not know his mother's name? I didn't know his mother's name.
Nicole Diamond. Nicole Fantastic. Diamond. Oh, my God. Way to go. Great season, Nikki Diamond. Oh, I love that, man. Oh, fantastic. And we will take a break and come back. We are already at the Town of Sound.
Yes, yes.
The show has flown by, and we will return with that fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And our very best to Mrs. Nicole Diamond.
Tracking down watch experts and keeping your clothes clean. It's all part of the latest bonus show.
Hi, I'm pissed. There's some joy in a large t-shirt, Mike. It's a reminder that you've lost weight.
Yeah, I'm in my sweats. It's the bonus show. I dress down a little bit.
You have a sickness for the thickness.
Well, I am a
hostile.
He f- us.
Talking to you is like talking to the Riddler sometimes.
Okay. You're a f***ing mess. You quit it.
How often do you wash it?
Oscar is an
If I can weigh in, I don't love either one of you.
The TMOS Bonus Show is a perfect way to pass some time. With a complete library of past shows to choose from, you'll be laughing for weeks on end. Get your subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's not twerking if you look like you're being tased. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love my Liquid IV. I have been talking about Liquid IV and telling you that you can maximize your day by making sure you're feeling like your best self with Liquid IV, the category-winning hydration brand, fueling your well-being. And their hydration multiplier just may be one of the products you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick, you get five essential vitamins, two times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning before a workout when you feel run down, after a long night out, long flights as well. Liquid IV is made with premium ingredients and is non-GMO, free from gluten. Dairy and soy, free from them also. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. They have donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's convenient and oh so delicious. It's the best way to start your day. So be like me, drink Liquid IV. That was an entire rhyming section there.
Love
Grab
it.
Your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
While we're on the topic of football, did you know that the Madden video game has correctly predicted the Super Bowl winner 13 of the last 19 games?
It's pretty impressive.
It's in the next room over with my little man. Absolutely.
And 1 year it actually got the score exactly right. Well, this year, do you want to know how the game ends this year according to the Madden simulation?
Love to. Absolutely.
All righty.
And into the end zone.
The Chiefs will lose to the Eagles. The Eagles will win 31-17, and they predict Jalen Hurts as the MVP. So if you want to bet with the Madden video game, that's what they're predicting.
Hello.
Exactly.
I hope Kansas City wins.
They're not going to. I have never agreed with Nikki Diamond more than I do with that analysis. I think that they are just, and it's not about size, it's about talent. The talent of their line of scrimmage, the guys in the trenches, it's the best I've seen in a long time. And that's just kind of a slam. And look, are there outliers? Of course there are outliers. But the fact is, the big guys, the guys that get it done, are so good on the Eagles. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
It's called the Wentzel factor, Mike.
The Allen Wentzel factor. Thank you for taking my classmate and elevating him to the spokesperson for the Eagles on this show. Allen, good luck to your Fly Eagles Fly. Although I just can't bring myself to root for them.
It's understandable.
To have a friend, you have to be a friend.
That's right. And if you're early, you're early.
Yes.
Feast. Quite a feast for the people in the city of brotherly love.
Mike, it's a wonderful town.
Yeah.
Yes.
Phillies and the Eagles. Wow.
So
I would have thunk it. Yeah.
In all of your DJ years between the both of you, have you ever done a polar plunge?
No.
I have not. I have been invited to multiples of them. I never felt like doing it.
The closest I ever got is in the bay behind your parents' house in May, in Maine, which is pretty cold.
Yeah, but not for charity.
But it's not for
charity.
Very
cold, and it used to be so much colder.
It was cold when I went in, and I actually went in over my head.
Gulf of Maine.
Yeah.
Gulf of Maine, warming, one of the fastest bodies of water warming in the world right now.
Good for property value.
Yeah, well, last week they caught three cooked lobsters.
Sure.
It was amazing.
What? You mean so that that little shack up on Route 1 will now be waterfront property?
You can start swimming, you know.
Swimming.
I don't know what happened. We were up here, and this summer it's just a little closer to the water.
I like this tape. This is a woman doing her first polar plunge. She's mic'd up. You can hear her go under when she probably shouldn't have, and she is not enjoying herself.
Go. Oh, come on.
There goes that mic.
Sad, right?
Sad.
Yeah, grow up. Come on. Oh. She crying?
Yeah.
She's crying.
Yeah. She's not happy.
God. That's, you know what? You want to hear the sound when I took my first one?
Yes.
Listen to this right now, okay?
Thank you. When I did mine, they said, that's not supposed to be high tide.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not there anymore. You don't have to make those fat jokes. Yeah.
I can't have it. I can't have it. Oscar sent me this TikTok. It's great. It's two daughters. They're in the car, and it's one of those three road
SUVs.
An SUV. So one girl is in the second row, one's in the back, and they're arguing. I imagine they're probably like maybe 4 and 5 years old, or 3 and 4 years old, arguing about who's better, mom or dad. Just so you know, the first one accused the other. She says, "Daddy doesn't stink. You made that up."
Daddy wrestles us. He makes us lunch. He even takes us to parks. He lets us walk with him. He does so much stuff for us. We didn't make him tooting. She takes me.
Accuses dad of tooting too much. That's the stinking thing right
there. Sounds like a conversation between a corporate radio general manager and a program director.
He's not always stinky because usually he's not stinky. He's not always stinky because usually he takes showers a bunch.
Talking about him taking showers?
Yeah.
The one daughter's advocating for the father.
Yeah, there's sides here. There's absolutely sides here.
My son is so totally at ease with me.
Yeah.
That I go into my bedroom and I've got the door slightly ajar.
Yes.
And he wants to come in and tell me that he got a victory royale in Fortnite.
Yeah. Yes.
He's just standing. I'm taking a dump and he's just standing in front of me. And I say, "Hey, way to go." And he just turns around and walks away unfazed.
That's normal.
Unfazed. Just like, okay. Yeah. Thanks, son. See you later. All right. There we go.
So I guess you're his favorite.
You might say.
All right. This is, have you ever heard of a poker player? He's highly ranked. Steve O'Dwyer.
No,
one of those pro poker tour players.
Phil Hellmuth would be the only one I know off the top of my head.
This was going viral. This happened over the weekend. He was complaining during the game that Lufthansa lost his luggage, and he's working it into the game.
Steve O'Dwyer.
The worst airline on the planet.
Oh, he's doing
it. Give me back my luggage, you thieves.
I mean, we can't control what the players say at the feature table. I think O'Dwyer peeled the big blind just so he could take a shot at the airline that lost his luggage.
If you value your property, do not ever fly with Lufthansa.
Knowing the camera would be
Why
on
not?
No, I'm looking at the camera.
So he lost his luggage. He's in the middle of the biggest game of his life. He's, if you value your property,
sure.
Fly
that's ice water in his veins. That is such a skilled poker player that he can engage in that while he's playing.
Yes.
You don't think that's not by design.
Of course.
To rattle the other players. 100%.
Like, this guy's doing commercials.
And Mike, this we close with this. This is a 6-year-old, and I think he makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
He's protesting, as he says, to the government.
Hey, I'm Brody, and this is for the government, and I'm protesting. I want 3 days off of school, because I've been tired of school lately, and I've been dreaming for 3 days off. 2 days is not enough. I need 3 days off. I need time to just play and go with Nana and stay home. Do whatever I want outside.
3-day weekends. Vote Brody.
That's why I'm introducing the Brian Butterfield 4-day school week.
Sounded like he was British. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with a fabulous bonus show tomorrow. We hope you join us. If you don't know anybody that's not getting the bonus show, tell them to get their ass in gear
and grab
the bonus show for themselves. You never know what's going to happen. And we cuss a little bit. And it's commercial free. And it's a lot of fun. So please check us out on the bonus show. We'll have one for you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Thank you, Nikki Diamond.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, how you doing?